Okay.
Take up that too.
Right. Okay, the committee will now come to order. Will the administrative assistant please call the roll?
Chairman Sipplin,
Here.
Senator Bullard, Senator Alexander, Senator Garcia, Senator Hayes,
Here.
Senator Mumford,
Here.
Senator Simmons,
Here.
Quorum present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, ma'am. And as always, as a tradition, before we talk about that, but we have excuses from Senator Joyner, I mean Senator Bullard, and Senator J.D. Alexander. As always is the tradition of this committee, we're going to allow Eric to lead us in prayer and Senator Mumford to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, members and audience, if anyone plans to give testimony today or speak on any matter on this agenda, please turn in an appearance card. Okay. Members, why don't we turn to tab one. We have Senate Bill 2032, Fighting or Baiting Animals by Senator Brennan. Senator Brennan, welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You're welcome to recognize to explain your bill.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. This bill makes clarifications to Florida's animal fighting and baiting law in response to a February 2010 ruling in the 4th District Court of Appeals, correcting a cross-reference, providing a rebuttable presumption that an animal has been trained or used for fighting if certain facts are proven, and providing that the county or agency is not liable for the cost of an animal seized and awarded custody to the county or agency pursuant to the court order under specified provisions. That is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you. Members, any questions? Senator Hayes. And Senator Simmons.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Brennan, is this your first bill to present in the Senate?
No, sir. I had the huge
Doggone.
Dolphin bill.
don't trust him.
No, it was pretty big. It was a big bill. It's a big bill.
Senator Simmons.
Yes. Senator, my question to you is with respect to this bill. It deals with animal fighting in arenas and things like that. Is that what I understand?
That is correct, sir.
Do you think that possibly this could apply to the legislature?
It could. If you go into someone's office and you find a ring there, it means they've been training to come out and fight in committee meeting, then they might be in trouble.
Senator Hayes, you have a question, sir?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Brennan, how did you become so intimately familiar with this sport?
It started off, I was a fan of the Atlanta Hawks. I mean, the Atlanta Falcons. And, no, I'm... it actually happens in some areas in my district, in the southern part of my district, and it's a terrible thing, and I think that we really should be, you know, it's not something that we should continue doing.
Senator Mumford, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator, I want to thank you for doing this. One of these counties that mentioned here is in my district, and it is a significant problem. So thank you for taking this on. I know it's not popular in every case, but thank you. You're doing a good job with it.
Thank you.
All right. We do have a few appearance cards for Ms. Maya Suki. Did I pronounce it correctly? Oh. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good.
Will you state your name for the record, please?
I'm Maya Suchi.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, I waive my time in support of the bill. Thank you.
No, you got to give us more than that. Senator Mumford, you're recognized.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I had the distinct pleasure of meeting this young lady waiting for the elevator. And she is quickly, as I came to see that she's an impressive young lady. And I hope I don't let the cat out of the bag, but she's planning on running for governor. And she's well on her way, and so this is her first stop, if you will. So we'll be seeing her real soon.
Let's see now, where do you live? You don't live in Orlando, do you? Well, good. So you,
your district, maybe.
So you want us to vote for the bill?
Yes.
You recognize? Yes? Okay. I'll keep that in mind. Thank you very much. Jennifer Hopgood?
The Humane Society of the United States waves in support, Mr. Chair.
All right. Jeff Doyle.
Mr. Chair, on behalf of the City of Tallahassee Department of Animal Control, we wave in support of the bill.
Thank you for coming. Detective Cassie Novaks.
On behalf of the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office, we wave in support of the bill.
All right. And Erin Daly. Okay, Senator Brainerd, would you like to close on your bill?
I think I'll just wave my close.
You don't want to bark anything like that?
No, I don't want to bark because, as you see, I have a red tattoo on my arm, so I don't really do that barking thing.
I got you, brother. All right, Madam Administrative Assistant, would you please call the roll on SB 2032?
Senator Alexander, Senator Garcia, Senator Hayes, Senator Monfort,
yes.
Senator Simmons,
yes.
Senator Bullard, Mr. Chair.
Yes, and by your vote, the bill will be reported favorably. Okay, congratulations,
very
sir.
Very much.
Yes, sir. Members, on the tab 2, we have before us Senate Bill 2076. That is before us from the SPB 7218 by the Agriculture Department of Agriculture, rather, and Consumer Services bill that we heard from our last meeting. I'm going to allow the staff to explain it, please. Linda, you recognize.
Senate Bill 2076 addresses issues relating to agriculture and the powers and duties of the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. It transfers the regulation of dairy products to the Division of Food Safety, allows a lead land manager instead of the Department of Environmental Protection to receive the proceeds from the sale of easements for the construction of electric transmission and distribution facilities on Board of Trustees owned lands. It allows the department to enter into oil, gas, and other mineral leases on Board of Trustee lands leased to the department. Establishes a certified pile burner program in statute. Allows the department to use money received from the sale of surplus firefighting equipment to purchase new equipment. Allows the department to obtain building permits to build wildfire equipment storage facilities using an alternative regulatory process. Requires anyone who produces, harvests, packs, or repacks tomatoes to register with the department and to pay a registration fee. Renames the Office of Water Coordination as the Office of Energy and Water. Allows the department to discontinue paying advisory committee members per diem and travel costs. Increases the minimum requirements for certificates of insurance for pest control licensees. Allows a licensed pest control business to operate a centralized customer service center for multiple business locations owned by the same owner. Establishes limited certifications for commercial wildlife management personnel to use non-chemical methods for controlling rodents. Increases minimum requirements for certificates of insurance for pest control licensees that provide wood-destroying organism protection. It adds an appointment of a non-voting youth member who is active in the Future Farmers of America or a 4-H club to the Florida State Fair Authority, and provides criminal charges for the theft of bee colonies owned by registered beekeepers. If you have any questions about the provisions of the bill, department staff are here to answer them.
Members, since I do have some amendments, I'm going to turn the chair over to Senator Mumford. You're recognized.
Thank you, Senator. There are three amendments by Senator Sipplin, timely filed barcode 127492 and barcode 802980, and one late filed barcode 385734. Senator Sipplin, would you please explain your barcode 127492?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And members, this amendment merely revises the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services authority to enforce laws relating to commercial stock feeds and commercial fertilizer by providing a limited exemption to counties that have existing ordinances regulating the sale of urban turf fertilizers.
Thank you, Senator. Are there any questions or discussion or debate on this amendment? Any appearance card on the amendment? There are none. If no objection, the amendment is adopted without objection. Senator, would you share with us 385734, please?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And this amendment provides new language which requires the Board of Trustees or its designee to review all oil, gas, and mineral leases that are created pursuant to Section 589.101 for the statutes. By doing this, members, we will alleviate concerns that the Board of Trustees would not be involved in the leasing process.
Thank you. Are there any questions or discussion on this amendment? Hearing none, the amendment is adopted without objection. Senator Sipplin, would you explain to us number 127492, please?
That one merely makes some technical changes. It just makes some technical changes to the language.
Thank you. If there are no objections, we'll accept it as presented. Okay, I believe that's all of the amendments. Senator Sipplin.
I'm evidently confused.
127492 is three pages. That's not just technical stuff. That's the amendment that Senator Sipplin explained a while ago, the first one.
Yes.
And then have we done 385734, the late filed amendment, yet?
Yes, that's the one we just did.
Just did, okay.
That's the one, I think it changes the, is that correctly explained?
That's the leases, okay.
Right.
Yeah, that's the, okay,
right.
That's the one we did, okay. All right, so then now we're on 802980, is that correct?
Barcode 802980.
Yes, sir.
That's
okay.
Correct.
That's the technical. Okay.
Right, that's what staff has
all
advised
right.
me.
Thank
okay.
you. I'm sorry for my confusion.
Hey, you got a right to ask questions.
All right, Senator Sipplin.
Members, this is just the bill that we are promoting on behalf of the Department of Agriculture to get some things done for the upcoming year.
Okay. Thank you, Senator. Any questions or discussion? Okay, we do have three appearance cards here. We have Grace Lovett from Department of Agriculture. Grace?
Department of Agriculture, waves and support.
Thank you. Chris Berry?
Chairman, the Nature Conservancy, waves and support.
Thank you. Matthew Farrar?
Port of Pest Management Association, waves and support.
Thank you.
We might have a question from Hayes.
He's not. Okay. He's okay.
Okay. Any further discussion? Senator Sipplin, you read it close.
I close.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Would you please call the roll on Senate Bill 2076 as amended?
Senator Alexander, Senator Garcia, Senator Hayes, Senator Mumford.
Yes.
Senator Simmons.
Yes.
Senator Bullard. Senator Sipplin.
Yes.
Senator Sipplin, would you like this bill reported as a committee substitute?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so be it. The vote passes, and we'll report it. Thank you.
Okay. Can I have the chair back?
Yes, sir. You
Thank you,
it.
Sir. Members, I think we're about at a close for today's agenda. We have continued to negotiate with, for lack of a better word, with Mr. Feinberg from BP to get him here to make sure he addresses some of our concerns that have been expressed to us over the duration of our meetings. Jim, do you have an update?
Yes, we've been emailing back and forth, and
I was under the impression that he would try to make an April meeting, and I told him the dates. In the last one, he said he couldn't make it until May, and I wrote him back, said we're done on the 25th of April. I haven't gotten a response to that yet. That was just Friday afternoon.
Okay, members, so, you know, we will give him to the rest of this week, and then we'll consult with the president's office about whether or not we can utilize some of our options. So, and we do have options. This is a very important item, don't you think, Senator Mumford?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We need to use
them. So, Senator Hayes, may we rise?
Absolutely, brother.